Well, what a treat. I'm going to I'm going to dedicate a lot of time playing around that website and their trip tuner at visitarizona.com. Thank you, Arizona Department of Tourism, for putting that together. And for Becky Blaine, your time on our program this Saturday morning. But we are switching our focus down to southern Arizona. If you keep heading south on I-10 and you see 19 towards Nogales, you ease off on that, and all of a sudden you're going to start seeing your mile markers going into kilometers, and you're going to come into Sarita and Green Valley, and you're going to pass by KGVY, our affiliate in Green Valley, who has heard and answered the request of our Southern Arizona listeners on where can we listen to your 7 o'clock hour. This is now week number 2 of our broadcast on KGVY, and we've invited owner Jim Walker to tell us a little bit about Southern Arizona and Green Valley and expose the beautiful little hideaway y'all have. And you've invited the Sarita Mayor, Mr. Tom Murphy. Gentlemen, welcome to today's program.
Hey, thanks very much. And Romy, what a tour. I felt like I had been through every city in Arizona. That was great this morning.
Well, we left off Green Valley because I told her we've got Jim joining us and we don't want to take his thunder.
Well, let me tell you, it's a gorgeous day here, as it normally is all in Arizona. As you know, we get about 300 days plus of sun. And is Tom with me, Tom?
I am, absolutely. And we always just pass resolutions each and every week that we have that sunshine shining over us each and every day.
But anyway, Romy, it's a gorgeous day here in Green Valley. And Green Valley and Sarita are two towns that really have grown up together, worked together, and it really is a unique way of living. Average age in Sarita is about 34.6, and of course, in Green Valley, average age is 71.2. We're a retirement village here. But surprisingly enough, the interesting thing about Green Valley is it actually started, we were populated here, believe it or not, around 1 AD. Can you believe that? The Hohokam, Pima, and Tohono O'odham tribes called this area home. And they were, of course, they've been here quite a while now. And the area has had the flags of Mexico, Spain, the Confederacy, the state of Arizona, and the U.S. have all flown here. So it's been busy. But the Green Valley we know started in 1964. It was a group of retirement villas that was put up here. And, of course, the villas drew people from Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and those areas that I think are a little bit colder, aren't they, than our area here?
That's what they tell me, but I've never been.
Yeah,
I haven't been curious enough to go check it out.
Yeah, they always tell me they're happy when the snow melts by May or June. So it's pretty wild up there. But we've got two towns that really have some unique things about them. And I don't know if you want me to go on talking for the next 20 minutes or whether we should get Tom in here and learn a little bit about Sarita. But it's a great area to retire in. It's a great area to raise a family in. The one thing that always jumps to the top of the list for this area here is it's got an extremely low crime rate. And you might address that, Tom.
Yes, absolutely. And well, our history in Sarita certainly goes back very far, but as a town itself, we were only incorporated in 1994. There were about 1,800 residents at the time during the incorporation. Now we're at around 28,000. So from 2000 to 2010, one of the last full census that have been run, we grew 770%. So something's happening down here that really attracts mainly, though we have some adult active communities in Sarita, our average age, as Jim was saying, is about 34. And so it's really a great blend of two communities. A lot of folks in Green Valley are retired, of course, and have a lot of time on their hand, volunteer to a really high degree. There is a famous thrift store that gives out over $1.5 million that started as a card table many, many years ago. Our school district in Sal Rita was one of the biggest beneficiaries of that, over $500,000. So it's a great blend of two communities that really work together as one.
What's the elevation?
Elevation is we're pretty close to sea level, aren't we, Tom?
Yes, yes, and it climbs a little bit, you know, starting from Phoenix down, and you notice, hence probably the name or the reasons Green Valley, does get a little green as you travel south.
You're so right between the Coronado National Forest and the Buenos Aires National Wildlife Refuge. You're in the backyard of some of the most scenic and iconic desert in the Southwest.
Absolutely.
The Sonoran Desert.
One of our famous locations is Madera Canyon, which is the third most popular bird watching location in the United States. Over 120 species, 15 different versions of the hummingbird, many other, attractive hiking, bears, bobcats. It's a really wildlife sanctuary of sorts.
Well, the Santa Ritas are known both for camping and hiking, and of course, Tom mentioned, the birding there, the hummingbirds, when they're in season, when they're nesting. It's almost humorous to watch because the road up to Madera Canyon is lined with birders, and they're all looking at these hummingbirds, which many times you can barely see. And they've got their binoculars, cameras, and there are hundreds of folks watching maybe one or two hummingbirds. But the rarity of some of the hummingbirds here is just amazing. But one of the interesting things is, and I'll bet you didn't know this, Romy, is we have the caterpillar testing ground here.
What do you test a caterpillar for?
And we're not talking the insect variety.
Oh, the equipment.
The equipment.
Proving grounds. Gotcha.
Yes, and
there are about five testing ground locations in the world, and this is the only one here. It's located on about 6,000 acres just west of Green Valley and so. And it's the only one that carries every single line of equipment that they have in their inventory.
And is that over the old mining tails?
That's a good question, Tom.
Go ahead, Jim.
No, I was just going to say that's a good question, but I think that was obviously it's near the mines, and the testing ground is here because we do have the mines, but I'm not sure they've got the tailings in there.
No, not that I'm aware of when I've gone out there.
Well, it sounds like we need a tour. Can either one of y'all set that up?
We can probably arrange that for you, Ron.
Perfect.
But the one thing about the testing there, Tom was out there a couple of months ago with the governor. And Tom, you might explain the driverless vehicles they're all working on out there.
Yes, well, actually, it's the mining industry, as I understand it, that have been at the forefront of these autonomous vehicles. And it was just very interesting to watch. The dump truck would come down the mountain, back up to the shovel. It would unload into the dump truck, know exactly the weight it could handle, and then take off. And there was no driver in this dump truck. It was all run out of a control room, sort of at the top of the hill. They also have these graders that you run with a joystick. So you can be, 100 yards away and be walking along with it. And then it's on the side of the mountain, working on the ore. So they really are we're at the forefront of these autonomous vehicles because of the safety factors. And there's no getting tired, needing brakes. And off they go.
You know, one of the rare birds that we didn't talk about is the snowbird that comes every year about this time, Romy, and I think you're familiar with them too.
Familiar with what? I'm sorry, Jim.
I was going to say you're familiar with the snowbird, which is rare in the summertime, but we see them coming in the fall here. And that doubles our population here, and I imagine pretty much the same thing in Phoenix.
Well, there's retirement communities. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, growing up in Arizona, that always annoyed me. But, man, if you've got a great mountain cabin and that you can go to in the summer and a desert, a warm desert place in the winter, God bless you. That's a great lifestyle if that fits your means and your work schedule, or if you're retired, it's a great arrangement.
Yeah.
Well, I know the last guest was talking about how you could just drive a little ways and have this great temperature differential change. And, you know, we have Mount Lemmon, and you could be in the heat of the summer and within 45 minutes be at the top of Mount Lemmon and probably drop, you know, 20, 25 degrees. So it's a really unique location for so many reasons.
Jim, you sent me this article from Tucson.com out of the Daily Star talking about Zippa, a career-building website that did an analysis of successful cities. And of the 59 that they ranked in Arizona, Sorita was mentioned as number four.
Yes, we were the highest-rated successful city in southern Arizona. The others were up in the Phoenix area. So we're very proud of that. And really, over the last few years, we've been rated one of the top communities to raise a family. We're typically rated one of the top two or three safest communities in Arizona. So we're very proud of those different accolades that we have earned over really a relatively short period of time.
Well, congratulations. Well, Miranda was mentioned in that as well, and Oral Valley were all in the top 10. So
they were in the top 10. And it gives me a little bit of pride when I get to tease my fellow mayors that I know very well and work very well, when you can, you know, beat them by a spot or two, because, you know, the next one, they may beat you by a spot or two. But great friendly competition, all for the benefit of southern Arizona.
And this has been one of the growth areas, both with Sarita and Green Valley. I think now in Green Valley, we're pretty much built out, but we added a new hospital this year. We've got the Green Valley Hospital. I know, was also very proud of the fact that Rancho Sarita was awarded the Project of the Decade by the builders, one of the builders associations. Rancho, Tom, you might explain a little bit about the history of that.
Sure. Yes, yeah, it's a large master plan community. It's happened to where I live. It's in the town of Sarita, and it's been a really successful. Right now, they're bringing on about 500 lots. It was one of the highest performing master plan communities in the United States just before the Great Recession, so to speak. And everything's coming back strong. We have about 170,000 square feet of retail under construction as we speak. And we were just awarded a $3 million grant from the federal government. We have a project, a light manufacturing facility called SAMTEC, Sarita Advanced Manufacturing Technology. We have two inventor manufacturers in our town that were just exploding and needed more space. And the government recognized that. We put some money in. One of our most successful mine partners in the area, Freepak MacMoran, contributed some money towards this, and we're going to keep those two inventor manufacturers in our town, creating a more diversified economy, which is, you know, really nice, where you get to work, play, learn in your community. So we're very proud of that.
That is Tom Murphy. You're listening to Mayor of Sarita, and Jim Walker, owner of KGVY. We'll be back after this, and we're going to cover the pecans. I know we're getting close to harvest, and the biggest pecan grove home right there in Green Valley.